Drop Dead by Olivia Rodrigo. Will she be at number one again this week? Well, tune in and find out as we count down the top 20 songs in the world, and our special guest will be Lady Gaga.
I love working with OT.
That's coming up on this weekend's official world chart.
Fruity Orange, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, Fruity Granadilla, Fruity East So Nice, Fruity Old Game All the Way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy untapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 and visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The Hot FM News.
Very good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines that President Michele Martin issued official calls for credible polls. Government continues for a delivery of 156 CBS ambulances. And in international news, Cuba has run out of diesel and oil. Energy minister says. And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema says the Electoral Commission of Zambia must ensure the country holds peaceful, free and fair elections ahead of the August polls, stressing that a peaceful environment is essential for democracy. Speaking on four ECZ Vice Chairperson Major General Vincent Mkanda and ECZ Commissioner Viviangi Sinkala, President Hichilema said elections are crucial in maintaining a stable environment that supports economic growth. The head of state said elections should not be characterized by bloodshed and violence, adding that the UPND administration has ensured peace in the country since 2021.
All the people of Zambia want to ensure that elections are not a contest for bloodletting. Elections are not a competition to see who injures more people, as it used to be. Who is sharpening thunder? Who is attacking? Law and order is the right imbalance within a democratic process. So we expect that you, under the leadership of the chair and management, chief electoral officer, you will work with the government for the people of Zambia to deliver free, fair, regular, peaceful elections. My appeal to all political parties, all of us, elections must be a competition to say, not competition to lie.
Meanwhile, ECZ Vice Chairperson Major General Vincent Mkanda said the commission will ensure the country holds credible and fair elections and will carry out its core mandate of delivering a credible electoral process.
This is with a view of carrying out the core mandate of the commission, which is to manage the electoral process with a view of delivering very credible elections. I think you heard the president mention the fact that the time has come for this country to stand up and be able, you know, to hold credible, free and fair elections. And that's the call, you know, that I'll make to the various stakeholders in the electoral process. They can rest assured that our doors at the commission are open and they can walk in anytime. If there's any, you know, issues that they want to discuss with us, the open door policy is the norm.
Government has delivered the remaining 37 ambulances secured under the Constituency Development Fund, bringing the total number of ambulances distributed across the country to 156. Speaking during a media briefing, Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Principal Public Relations Officer Ifeli Kanyanga said the delivery marks the completion of the ambulance procurement process under the current stage of the program. Ms. Kananga said the ministry, in collaboration with the Ministry of Health and local authorities, will ensure the ambulances are distributed accordingly and benefit citizens across the country.
I am pleased to announce that the remaining 37 ambulances procured under the Constituency Development Fund have now been delivered into the country. This marks the completion of the ambulance procurement process under this phase of the program. As you may recall, government has earlier received and flagged off the first batch of 119 ambulances while the remaining units were undergoing final logistical processes.
Meanwhile, Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency Senior Corporate Communications Officer Enoch Lesoke has urged beneficiaries to take care of their ambulances in order to enhance service delivery in the health sector.
That makes us happy as Zamsa that we have finally delivered the ambulances, and it's our hope the beneficiaries or the principal recipients of these ambulances will do their utmost best to ensure that they take good care of these mobile units that the government has procured using the CDF. We take good care of them and ensure that we guard them jealously so that the Zambian people, the communities, can enjoy the benefits of what their government is doing.
The ruling UPND says it is not threatened by the merger between Brian and Mundiwile Fanti Alliance and Makedi Zulu's PF Samoji Alliance ahead of the August polls, stating that the two leaders have lost support from PF ranks. Speaking on the Red Hot Breakfast Show, UPND spokesperson Cornelius Moipa said Mr. Mundiwile lost backing from PF members of parliament and supporters after leaving the PF for the FDV. He has further claimed that Mr. Zulu lacks significant support, pointing to his defeat in the Malambo parliamentary seat, despite the PF being in power at the time. Meanwhile, Mr. Moipa has assured the public that, based on recent peaceful by-elections conducted under the UPND administration, campaigns ahead of the general elections are expected to remain violence-free.
I don't know the forces behind them. Maybe that is what we should pay attention to. I think that the way they have gone about it has been haphazard. Honorable Mundiwile was too quick, in my view, to jump out of the patriotic front and say he's a candidate for FDP. And I think that lost him a great deal of identity. But I think he has lost quite some ground. And you could see this from the number of members of parliament who were initially supporting him. But once he announced that he was going to FDP, then he had lost them, he had lost identity, he had lost trust.
The Lusaka Magistrates Court has set July 9, 2026 as the date for judgment in a matter involving a 47-year-old Lusaka businessman, Joseph Kishimba, accused of posting claims on social media that Chipo Manawasa, a policy advisor to President Hakainde Hichilema, was pregnant for the head of state. In this matter, Mr. Kishimba of Jack's compound pleaded not guilty to harassment, utilizing means of electronic communication contrary to the laws of Zambia. Mr. Kishimba is alleged to have shared a social media post claiming that Chipo Manawasa was pregnant for the president. Particulars of the offense are that between October 9 and 14, 2024, in Lusaka, Mr. Kishimba allegedly used his phone number to post in a WhatsApp group called Zambia Politics a screenshot from a Facebook page identified as Child Sakura, bearing the caption, "Chipo Manawasa is my ex-girlfriend," and that the guy in State House is responsible for the pregnancy. The prosecution alleges that the communication was intended to cause emotional distress to Ms. Manawasa. However, in his defense, Mr. Kishimba denied the allegations, stating that his number never posted such a statement in the group. Fire has swept through three makeshift restaurants and an electronics shop at Lusaka's Zulu Supermarket. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi has confirmed that the incident occurred today around 03 hours and received a report of the fire from security personnel on duty at Zulu Police Post. Mr. Chilavi said the officers noticed smoke and flames coming from one of the makeshift restaurants and immediately alerted police. He said police officers were quickly dispatched to the scene and, together with the Lusaka